At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
No, there's no Paul Charchian here. We are in Paul Charchian's kitchen, which is... This is strange, right? It's...
Who? No. No. It's not strange.
All right. So this is Matt Harrison. You heard the voices of Scott Fish and Brian Johnson as well. Yep. Do we have to like end this or something? There you go.
Yeah.
No, Paul Charchian.
What I do is I slowly take the volume down. Oh. The one time I was running the board.
Well, you're pretty fancy though, Scott. Yeah. So it's a charchless fantasy football weekly. And we're here to just kind of talk about what happened in the Scott Fish Bowl drafts for each of us.
Mm-hmm. Also here to announce party at Charge's house.
Yeah.
Yes.
His address is 999 Nine Times Road. Nine Times Avenue.
Guys, I have a question.
Yeah.
If we put in a bunch of pumpkin spice glade plugins around the house, do you think he'd be cool? I hope he doesn't listen to this.
He definitely won't listen to this. There's no possible way he listens to this.
Then he'll know that's my plan.
Remember in Dirty Work when they run and put all like the dead fish in the house? Just run around and put pieces of pumpkin pie like in the upper deck.
I will say this is a pretty nice palatial estate. I didn't expect all the elevators.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The house that fantasy football built.
It might be helpful for people to understand kind of what Scott Fish Bowl is if they're not familiar. Scott,
allow
Fish,
me to take this one.
Sure.
No. Do you want to have Brian explain? So let us know, what's Scott Fish Bowl for those who are uninitiated?
It's a giant, you know, tournament, a pro-am with celebrities, former athletes, fantasy analysts from every major site you can imagine, and just, you know, regular fans as well. And what it's about is basically community and getting to know each other, networking, and of course, raising money for worthwhile causes. Lots of them, but that's what it is. We do the drafting in early July. It usually has a little bit unique scoring so that people can't just walk in and just kind of go on autopilot. They actually have to think about things, but yeah, that's what it is. Every July we run this thing.
And this is the 12th year.
It's the 12th, edition of it. Yeah. I did take 1 year off, did year one, did year two, then took a year off. So it's 13 years, 12th edition, I guess.
Okay.
Whatever.
And if you want to be a part of Scott Fishbowl 13, anybody can apply to be in it.
Absolutely.
And where do they go?
ScottFishbowl.com.
Oh, that seems easy.
Yes.
All right. So
11 live drafts this year, which were amazing. Probably going to have more next year, but they were
the live draft aspect I thought was so incredibly fun. And all three of us took part in the live drafts at Kip's Irish Pub in Minneapolis.
Yeah. It's my spot.
That's Brian's favorite spot. If you ever want to meet Brian, he might be there.
Yeah, come by Kip.
Usually. he's got a cotton back.
Yeah, he's the norm of Kip's.
If I'm not at Topgolf, I'm at Kip's. So that's pretty much it. Or at home.
But it was awesome. We had four different drafts. Each of us was in a different draft. Scott, you didn't draft that day though.
No, I was busy trying to run.
But your son was like the world's greatest commissioner, by the way.
He was good.
He started as your assistant and the day ended as you being his assistant.
Yeah, definitely.
That's exactly what happened. Yes.
So, IanFishbowl.com is the kid's pro-am.
I would be remiss.
Wait a second. It's not a bad idea.
I would be remiss real quick. If you want, of course, register for Scott Fishbowl 13 for next year already, like Scott said. But if you want to win your way in, I know Underdog has a best ball contest, which is awesome. Congrats on that. And also, like last year, guillotineleagues.com has the Scott Fishbowl Super Chop contest with Matt.
That's actually how I got into Scott Fishbowl this year.
It is. I actually had Matt on my ineligible list, but no. I'm just kidding.
So, so lots of different ways to get in it. And who's like a couple of the famous people that are in Scott Fishbowl this year?
I don't know. We got a couple of former athletes like Brendan Haywood. And
he's from the NBA.
Yes. Yep. Former Tar Heel. And then we got former Dookie, Shane Battier. So
Shane Battier.
I should have thrown them in the same division. But, you know, actors, we have like Scott Porter, Jason Street from Friday Night Lights. And we have James Roday Rodriguez from like Psych and stuff. Tom Everett Scott, who is, you know, of course, Shades and That Thing You Do. And some other stuff. I actually met him at the LA live draft.
It's dead man on campus when it comes to Tom Everett Scott. Come on now.
Wasn't he in like Werewolf in London or something like that?
That as well. Like, of course, That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks, but it's dead man on campus with Zach Morris.
Okay. There you go.
No, it's awesome. Yeah, then all those guys are.
Yeah, there's a lot more, but I'm going to blank on them because there's just too many.
All right. So I guess coming into this draft, to me, I looked at it as a quarterback heavy draft of the last few years in Scott Fishbowl. Yep. The first 2 to 3 rounds see almost all the good quarterbacks go. But for you guys, what was your pre-draft strategy? What were you thinking going into the first 2 to 4 rounds? And I should mention that it's a third round reversal. So it goes 1 to 12, 12 to 1, and then 12 to 1 again. On the team. So I actually selected the 12 spot for my draft position.
Me too.
So I could pick first in the third round as well.
Yeah. I only do it so I can manage everything.
Yeah.
You know, pick quickly and just manage.
And Brian, what was your draft slot?
I had the 10th spot.
Okay.
And I was
so we're 11th, all late.
Yeah. 11th to pick my draft spot, but I was happy.
You were pleased
to have the 10th spot because like you said, in the third round reversal, I like being at the end.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I guess let's start with Scott. What was your, you know, did you have a strategy going into this or were you just too fried from running 3,000 players in a fantasy league?
Nope. I had a strategy.
Okay.
I wanted to get two quarterbacks, at least one stud running back. Mm-hmm. And then I generally, just because of the scoring, the tight end premium, that's like, it's a really big, it's like a double tight end premium. It's really big premium for tight ends in this. I wanted to see if I could grab one of those stud tight ends.
Okay.
So that was my strategy going in.
All right, Brian, what was your strategy going in?
Yeah, basically the same. Get two stud quarterbacks, and then it's either two tight ends or two running backs in the first four rounds. The quarterback scoring, we don't have to get too into the weeds, but it's not traditional.
No.
You need good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And even if you have good quarterbacks, you need good matchups. Like, you can't just go into this with two elite quarterbacks and say, I'm going to ride these two guys the whole season. Of course, they'll have bye weeks because in a bad matchup, even Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, they could go negative points on you in this. So I'll just throw this out there. Going beyond the first four rounds, I took five quarterbacks in the first 10 rounds.
Okay.
I don't care. If they fall for, and they fell in my draft, I will gobble them up, choke out my league on quarterbacks, because they'll make or break your chances of winning your individual league. And then that's all you got to do. Get in the big dance, and then who knows what happens. So if they fall far enough, I know I can only start two, but I like having the options. I'll find replacement level running backs, wide receivers later in the draft. You're not going to find replacement level quarterbacks later in the Scott Fishbowl. Like, you don't want to start Mitch Trubisky ever, even if he's the starting quarterback. Like, you just don't. Mm. So that's my mentality.
So yeah, I had the same mentality. My whole plan was just quarterback. I was going to take the two best available quarterbacks at 12 and 13 and then see where the dice rolled after that.
And also, you know, I think you can attest to this, Scott, like when someone becomes a starter, a quarterback midseason, like Tyler Huntley last year, people are going all in.
Yeah.
On that.
80% of their fab.
Huntley did well, but just this in most cases when a backup comes in, people lose their mind because quarterbacks are valuable, and it's, you're throwing money away, spending all your fab on a backup quarterback. So that's another reason I stockpile quarterbacks. I'm like, through the whole season, I don't have to worry about bidding the quarterback bidding war, because you basically have to go all in to win one.
Sure. Yeah, and we should mention it's a 22-round draft, so it's a pretty deep draft. Yeah. There's not a lot left in the free agent pool once you
that's all the point of it. All these people do play because right now it's just, there's not a lot of news. 22 rounds, so that like the roster's so deep that in season you're basically just setting your lineups. And maybe, like, you know, if something comes up on waivers, then you hit it hard. But it's meant to be pretty laid back after the draft.
Yeah, and there's no trading in Scott Fishbowl, of course.
Not a big tournament. So, big tournaments generally don't.
All right, so I guess, how did your first couple of rounds go? Did it go well? Yeah. Did somebody snipe you? Nope. What happened? Let's start with Scott again.
I did get some, like, I did not get the players I wanted to, but I fulfilled that strategy of two quarterbacks, a stud running back and a tight end. I got Kyle Pitts in the first, like a true fan.
Wow.
Then
you won't up me. I got Pitts at 2-3. So you got him 12th overall. I took him, 14th overall, 15th overall.
He was generally going around that corner.
Leagues. I saw him go in the mid to late third. I'm like,
he was junior varsity Scott Fishbowl.
Every once in a while he was going in the third, and I'm like, dang, that's value. But honestly, in the Fishbowl for me, it's a 3,000 team tournament. I'm just going to get my guys.
Yeah,
I don't even care.
Absolutely.
But I got Hurts and Fields. Then I got Cook and Pitts, like not in that order, but you know, Fields was obviously fourth of that, but the quarterbacks went so fast that Fields was the best I had after all of that.
Okay. Brian, how'd your first couple of rounds pan out?
I got the positions I wanted at the 10th pick. I was looking at Dak and Russell Wilson. I wanted Dak. I got sniped there, so I gladly took Wilson. I was going to take Stafford coming back in the second round. He went right before me, so I quote-unquote settled for Pitts. And then in the third round of Russell, I reached a little bit for Tua, which I'm not thrilled about. But, hey, I got five quarterbacks. I can play the matchups every week. I'm not too worried about it. And then in the fourth, I got the first of my two stud running backs. I went light on running backs, which is James Conner, who, if he stays healthy, he's a top 10 running back. I don't see how he is not. I'm not worried
just
about,
keeps going, you know, touchdowns.
Benjamin or Keontae Ingram. I'm not worried about them at all. So yeah, things worked out all right. Two of them might have been a bit of a reach, but whatever.
Sure. So mine, I went with Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford as my first two picks, going with old proven guys there at the turn. My first pick in the third round, George Kittle was sitting there. And if you've listened to some earlier Fantasy Football Weekly shows from the offseason here, Kittle's got all the ability to be the number one tight end in the league, and he's going really late. And then I probably made the most stunning pick of the draft, the highest, I believe, according to the Scott Fishbowl tool. I took Ken Walker in the fourth round, the last pick of the fourth round. A little daring, a little ballsy, but
that's reach of rounds.
Yeah, but I wanted.
And granted, this was before like the blurb came out that Penny's going to get 20 carries a game.
Yeah.
To me, it's
Seattle RB1 gets 20 carries per game. That's how I view it. But I was picking at 4-12 and 5-1, and I figured Walker's probably not going to make it back to me at 6'12", 7'1". So I wanted to get my guy. I wanted to make sure that, hey, if this guy's a bell cow, he's setting things apart in this. So I had Ken Walker and then Elijah Mitchell, who I think also has some bell cow to him this year.
Yeah, I think Walker would have made it back to you.
you're probably right.
Not the worst pick in the Minneapolis drafts. Mariota.
Get your guys.
I saw someone took Treylon Burks, like second overall. I know people make crazy picks for like clout and all that, but
or charity. Like I know one guy was like, I will take a kicker in the first for, you know, if you all like raise this money, and that happened. And then,
which is great, but of course, they still really want the retweets and all that.
Yeah. The week it started, the whole Zach Wilson stuff came out and someone took him in the first too.
Did you guys have any super snipes in the first couple of rounds that happened like right before your pick that you were all queued up? Like I might have deviated from my strategy and gone Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford and had that Batman and Robin there. But Cooper Kupp went the pick right before me. So anything like that for you guys?
No, I really did not have any. All my snipes came from the middle of the draft. It seemed like a few picks before. I didn't have too many that hit me right before my pick. Mm-hmm. At least I don't remember any.
I was sniped in the first two rounds, you know, the top guy in my queue, but I was happy with both picks. I was saddest about getting sniped on Dan Arnold in the last round. I waited one round too long. I'm sorry, Dan.
Poor Dan. He got the Dan Arnold stickers from the draft kit on your laptop there. That's pretty growing. Sweet.
I'm going to have these tattooed on my back at some point.
All right. I think it's probably, you know, the time when Charch takes a break on the show. So we're going to
take a break.
We're going to do that. And this product is approved by Brian Johnson.
We'll see.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Weekly. Matt Harrison, Brian Johnson, Scott Fish in for Paul Charchian and one of us.
I have no idea where he is, to be honest with you.
No, I don't either.
What if he's here? Why watch? He's watching from a...
There's a security camera, a nanny cam in here.
What? There's like 14 cameras in this room.
This is definitely the place that has cameras in it somewhere.
The fortress of solitude.
It is really, really impressive, this place.
The butler was really kind when we came in.
Yes.
All right, so next question for you guys. As you kind of went down, you guys went over your first four picks, but what was your favorite pick in the Scott Fish Bowl in your draft? And when did you get him?
I don't know that I have a favorite pick. I don't know that I have a favorite pick, but I do like that I got guys like Adam Thielen and Alan Lazard and stuff in double-digit rounds.
Wow, that's great.
Could be very, very fantasy worthy this year.
Absolutely.
I did not take a quarterback. I believe it was 10-1. And for a while, I was the latest out of all the drafts to take their wide receiver one, mm-hmm. Which was Thielen. I'm pretty happy with, like, I got Thielen and Gage and Lazard and Patrick and Nico Collins and Mecole Hardman and stuff like that, all well into the double digit rounds. And I'm like, I can make those work in some fashion.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think my favorite isn't a specific pick. It's just the fact that I waited on wide receiver so long, and I feel like I can make those six guys in waiver wire stuff work for my wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to get, you know, a lot of value for the other positions above them.
Yeah, I don't tend to pay up for wide receivers. So you mentioned him. I got Russell Gage with the third pick in the 11th round, which I was thrilled with. Well after guys like Robert Woods, DeAndre Hopkins, who's missing the first six games, of course, Sky Moore, Christian Kirk, Michael Thomas, Elijah Moore, Hunter Renfro, Chris Godwin. I think Russell Gage can outscore all those guys, definitely on a season basis, because Godwin's probably going to miss some games. Who knows with Michael Thomas? So Russell Gage, a guy that is undervalued still in all formats. He could be the top point scorer, you know, position player wise outside of Brady for the Bucs this year.
I guess my favorite pick, it's probably a combination at the turn here in the 10th and the 11th round. I took Sky Moore, who I think has a great opportunity to be Patrick Mahomes' favorite receiver in Kansas City this year. And then in the 11th round, I get a starting quarterback in Baker Mayfield, which I felt really good about getting, you know, a third quarterback who's probably going to start most of the season.
Well, at the time, I don't believe that trade
had not gone through yet.
So
I don't believe.
Hoping.
I felt like he was probably Cleveland's quarterback for the year, if not somebody else's. And I'm glad he got moved to Carolina there. So,
and by the way,
yeah,
Browns, I believe it's at Panthers week one. Just like the
revenge game right away.
Revenge game paradise in week one. Cannot
there wait. There were a couple of super interesting revenge games in week one. Seattle and Denver as well. Giant trade that went through with Russell Wilson this year.
That's one. And listen to this show and we'll break all down the
revenge. I will say for Superflex Leagues, I got Geno Smith in like the 20th round. And I'm like, he could be the starter. Like, that's in a super flex league.
I think he gets the first shot.
That's
at the starting job.
Not a terrible
thing. I feel the same way, and I know Charge feels the same way. We're Team Geno over Team Locke on this show.
All right.
Heaven help the Seahawks, but yeah.
Absolutely. So when does Whiskey Wednesday start, by the way?
Next week. We're going to do it next week.
Yeah, awesome. All right.
Where is his whiskey in this house?
Yeah.
I'll show you.
You know what? It's in the whiskey room.
The whiskey room.
We have to pull off like an Ocean's 11 type like distraction.
Do we have Church's eyeball for the retinal scan?
It's in the cellar, just past the vault.
If you've seen Squid Game, he's got that like giant little girl thing that'll just nuke you if you walk in the room.
Oh boy, that would be crazy.
All right,
don't even look at his whiskey.
What were the late round players like? I mentioned round 20 or later, but what were the guys that you got super late that you were very excited about?
Mostly just part of because of the format, and I don't want to fight over guys on the possible waiver wire, and it's so deep. I was taking guys like Isaiah Pacheco and Tyler Beatty and stuff like that for Baltimore, that, you know, could you know, if there's injuries, if Dobbins isn't ready for the season and Gus isn't ready for, like, mm-hmm. I mean, there's chances there for guys like that. Chuba Hubbard, they grabbed him there. I'm not even complete. I didn't grab him, but I'm not even completely out on Donald Parham yet. That offense is going to be awesome. And he's such a red zone threat that, you know, if you're not buying in on Gerald Everett's third stop in 3 years,
yeah.
He, you know, he could be super end of your draft, probably waiver wire in most leagues. That if he scored 8 touchdowns, it wouldn't shock me. Like a Hunter Henry-esque, you know, just scores touchdowns and comes in on red zone packages guy.
I got 2 running backs very late, which I'm pretty high on based on their ADP. One is Hassan Haskins, the rookie for Tennessee. Dante Foreman gone. I mean, something happens to Derrick Henry, Haskins jumps right in and plays the role that Dante Foreman did last year, and Foreman thrived. They have Dontrell Hilliard, but he's just a pass catching specialist, and they want to keep Henry healthy. That's kind of a wide open division, so I think Haskins sees 5 to 10 carries a game, even with Henry healthy. And then Jerick McKinnon, another one who I thought he looked really good when he finally played at the end of the season last year for the Chiefs in the playoffs. And I'm not convinced that CEH is the best running back or Ronald Jones. So McKinnon could be the best running back on roster. I think he's the best pass catching running back on roster. So those are 2 guys who I'm targeting late.
There's a lot of these guys. Like Zamir White isn't going that late, but he could easily take up the Isaiah Spiller, probably not that late either. But like Chris Evans behind Joe Mixon, you know, that's a good Keyshawn Vaughn. If Brady and all the veterans don't trust the rookie Rashad White in there and Lenny is 260 pounds, I mean, Keyshawn Vaughn could get a role. And these guys are going like really late.
Yeah, yeah. I love Evans and Haskins because they just seem like the one. They're just one injury. Bad break, but it'd be a good break for them away from, being a bell cow, basically.
I ended up taking in the last, 11 rounds. I ended up taking 7 rookies in the last 11 rounds just because of the rookie dice roll. If 2 of those guys work out and they carve out like fairly decent roles, I'm feeling pretty good about that. And I mean, I could be taking guys like Donovan Peoples-Jones or Hayden Hurst or Eno Benjamin. I'm rolling the dice on some rookies. So the rookies I ended up with, Isaiah Spiller, Tyler Allgeier of Atlanta, George Pickens, Justin Ross, Snoop Connor, who I know Charch really likes.
I like all of these guys you're mentioning pretty much.
Romeo Doubs and Abram Smith in New Orleans with Alvin looking like a suspension is looming there. Ingram maybe not ready to go. Abram Smith might be a guy who's getting the ball early for the Saints this year. So he was my last pick of the draft. So I also got Corey Davis in the 20th round, which I thought was pretty nice value there because he's probably still the guy who gets maybe as many or the most targets for the Jets this year as far as their wide receivers.
He was consistently going in that 18th to 20th round.
Yeah.
He's one of those. My son got him. My son. Ugh.
Yeah,
he had a good draft.
You should honestly go down the board and tell us what Ian's draft is, because Ian's draft was probably awesome.
Ian is going to be an interesting case study on. He doesn't know Twitter hype. He doesn't know other podcast hype. He doesn't even he doesn't play Dynasty. Knows nothing about Dynasty. Like he follows the NFL draft, so he knows all the players. But
where does he get most of his knowledge from?
I really don't know. Just. At NFL Network, maybe. Okay. I don't know. And looking up stats from last year, maybe playing Madden a little. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Probably talking to me some. But anyway.
We should mention Ian's 9.
Yeah, he's 9, but he is a true case study. And just keeps grabbing points. Like in the round that I'm taking Cole Kmet and Gabriel Davis are going and stuff like that. He's like, you know what? I'll take Melvin Gordon and Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll just take the points, even though you guys don't want them.
Yeah.
So, he started out Josh Allen, Jamar Chase, Tua, Nick Chubb. Here's another one where he just took the points in the 5th round, Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, he's going to score a lot of points. He might be a top 12 back, and you just grabbed him in the 5th round like he was like nothing.
I got Zeke in the 5th, too, so I'm a genius.
Dawson Knox, Amari Cooper, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Treylon Burks, Juju Smith-Schuster, Melvin Gordon, Chase Claypool. He's got two chases. Michael Carter, Robert Tonyan, Jimmy Garoppolo, Harrison Butker, J.D. McKissick, Sam Darnold, Corey Davis, like you, Devin Duvernay, who might be the number two there in Baltimore. Yeah. Then he went Jelani Woods and a last pick, Gardner Minshew. So a lot, you know, a decent amount of points in the starting lineup, which I think the projected score for week one, he's the highest projected team in our league. Because
Ian's going to make the playoffs. Watch Ian win the thing in his first attempt.
No, not to peacock or anything, but to someone who finished 10th overall last year.
Yeah.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
You mentioned Dawson Knox, who last year he was got him in the, you know, very, very late rounds. That's like the skeleton key to me still, is you got to unlock that just gold mine at tight end. Cause we didn't mention it. Tight ends get a full point per reception and for a first point. Down.
Yes.
Running backs and wide receivers get a half point. So it's, who is going to be this year's Dawson Knox? You'll see a lot of those teams advance. I mean, other things have to fall in their favor, of course, but I think you need to unearth that tight end gold late in the draft.
And Knox was one of the four tight ends who scored
9 times.
Paired him with Josh Allen too. Yeah. So if those two light up scoreboards in the fantasy playoffs.
So while we're talking about it, did you guys take a late tight end that you think can be a 9 times scorer this year?
I don't know about 9 times, but again, Dan Arnold's good. I need Evan Engram to just keep dropping balls or keep getting hurt like he's done so well throughout his career. But Brevin Jordan, who I got, let's see, in the 17th round, pretty late. I like Brevin Jordan, who was a rookie last year. The Texans have always had two or three tight ends in the rotation, but he's going to this year as the guy. And outside of Brandon Cooks, I'm not sold on John Metchie. I do like Nico Collins, but Brevin Jordan could be the second leading receiver for the Texans. And I think we're all big Davis Mills fans here. Mm-hmm. So he feels like a guy who could flirt with 800, 900 yards, 6-7 touchdowns and get
that'd be
a great value.
That'd be like tight end 6.
Scott, how about you? Who'd you get as your late tight end?
Well, I took Pitts and Kmet both within the first 8 rounds.
Okay.
So I waited right until the end and took Cameron Braid. Of course, that was before the Rudolph signing.
Sure.
But we'll see how it goes. I might end up dropping him for something later.
Yeah.
There are guys that can, you know, at the end of your draft, they can, like Daniel Bellinger for New York Giants, if he ends up being the starter, he could be in play. Taysom Hill's interesting because he might get, you know, 4 rushing touchdowns on top of 2 or 3 receiving touchdowns.
Yeah, I suppose.
There's a
call there.
There's a couple, I guess.
I ended up with Robert Tonyan in the 14th round, who, you know, with Devontae Adams gone, he might be just the red zone target for Aaron Rodgers, one of the guys that he really trusts.
That was Ian's 14th round pick.
That's because Ian told me to take him in the 14th round, and then he did it as well. So
very nice.
Yeah, he was Ian was so great. Just making fun of all the picks during throwing shade at people. It was great. No filter on that kid.
Not only does he have no filter, he does not have I can easily see both sides of most players. So when someone tells me their side, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. My son just, he has an opinion and he stands his ground on whatever he feels of that player.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, that kind of wraps up the show. Brian, what's going on at Guillotine Leagues right now?
Oh, all leagues are open, including the aforementioned Scott Fish Bowl.
Oh, that is open now. I didn't know that was open now.
Just go to our, you'll see ways to play. Go to Super Chop. And of course, all entry fees going to charity. And if you win, I won't go into the
Christmas or something this year,
the weeds on the format, but you win your
12 team league,
you'll automatically get a sweet ring.
Yeah, I got
from
one.
Trophy Smack. And, you win a entry into the Scott Fish Bowl next year. Then you make it to the finals where you'll be competing for this huge sweet trophy in addition too.
Yeah,
and just the ultimate bragging rights, basically. Winning the Scott Fish Bowl is the ultimate bragging rights. But this is how you get there. But also sign up at scottfishbowl.com, right, Fish?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
absolutely do that. You have to do that if you ever want to play in SFB. You have to do that.
Scott, anything going on over at Safe Leagues?
No, just filling some dynasty leagues and redraft leagues. We're keeping it limited this year. You know, we're trying to keep a limited amount of new leagues, because we're going to start putting some leagues on Sleeper soon, mm-hmm. which will be awesome.
Yep. So if you want Scott Fish as your commissioner, go check out safeleagues.com. You can find my work at Shock Fantasy. And if you use 2 years old as the promo code, because we just turned two.
Oh boy.
You'll get a full year of Shock Fantasy for only $22, which includes all my cheat sheets for just about every format. I'm getting my Guillotine League one set up right now. Got my Dynasty. I got the best ball, and I got the redraft cheat sheet up if you're going at it right now. So
many formats.
Check that out at shockfantasy.com. 2 years old. No space.
Nice.
Is your promo code to get in the party there.
I got to get something off my chest real quick.
Do it.
A plus, B minus, C plus plus, D minus.
Minus plus, bench. Plus, plus minus.
Bench plus.
Minus plus.
Get him in while we can, wow. Boys. Wow.
He can't stop us.
Loyal listeners will get that joke.
Yeah. Oh, did we figure out what kind of malady Charch has right now?
No. No, okay. I'm not even convinced he's sick. I think he's here somewhere.
He's.
It's hard to tell. You could have a team sweeping this place for a month and not be able to find him.
Who's that dude sprawled out in the Speedo? Oh, there he is. Found him.
All right.
Right next to the helicopter George. Pad. I see him.
He's looking better than Elon Musk. That's for sure. I've seen the pictures of old Elon.
Oh, boy.
Shirtless.
All right, guys.
Horrifying.
Thanks for listening to Fantasy Football Weekly. We'll see you again next week.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.